I was born in the middle of nowhere. It's not in the map. I don't want to use a name like redneck or hillbilly. I'm one of them too. My name is Suphan Ching Sam Long. I'm from Thailand. Let me tell you something.
That's from a trailer for the documentary Mountain Man made by Jose Lopez, Yen Nuvin, and Nazla Askan. The three are student documentary filmmakers from the University of Arkansas. Jose says he's often asked what the film is about.
I always tell people this. Well, it's about this guy who likes hunting, he likes shooting, he likes fishing. He's into the military, very much in tune with the whole Arkansas outdoor life, and he's from Thailand. He grew up in the wilderness in Thailand with no electricity, no running water. Everything was very wild and outdoorsy. So he came in here and he fit in because by chance of nature, Thai culture and Arkansas culture are very similar.
Mountain Man is one of the three documentary films that will be screened Monday evening at the Fayetteville Public Library. It's the story of Suphan Gin Sam Rong, the owner of Thep Thai Restaurant in South Fayetteville. Suphan was born in the deep jungles of Thailand. He moved to the Ozarks in the early 90s with some assistance from American military in-laws. After working at a chicken plant and in quality control for several years, Suphan launched Thep Thai in 2003. The idea to make a documentary on Suphan's life was Yen's, who's a regular visitor to his restaurant. Jose says, although the idea was met with skepticism, once the team started working with Suphan, all doubts disappeared.
We were so shocked how one man had done so much in his life, have so many different facets, and still be one man. So he's really one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. He's lived a very tough life. He had to grow without any luxuries of life. From when he was a kid, he had to hunt for his survival, basically. Hunt and gather. And even with all of that, you would think he's very socially inept, but he's actually one of the nicest, warmest people you've ever met. He's always got a smile on his face. His resilience is also very interesting. He's been going through a tough time, and even in spite of all that, he's still very warm and thoughtful toward others. Even though he doesn't have much to give, he still gives all he's got.
Mountain Man was written by Jose and Nazla, filmed by Yen, researched by Yen and Nazla, and produced by Jose. Since the film is part of a class project, it needed to be 30 minutes or shorter. The only other requirement was to tell a great story.
When I was young, we poor, and we are in the middle of nowhere. Survival, that's the most thing that I know.
Jose says the best part about documentary filmmaking is the uncertainty. Even though the students were required to have a script before they set out to film, not much could be planned ahead of time. Often, the team wouldn't get the exact shot they wanted. Sometimes, they got a shot better than expected.
Actually, I want to say one of my favorite scenes is where you really see how good of a shooter Yen is. It's just imagery of Suphan's garden in the restaurant. He's got these plants, chili peppers, and all sorts of plants. And there's something, every time I watch it, I just melt because of the way Yen put it together. She put this music on it.
Since each team member has his or her own immigrant story, Yen's from Vietnam, Jose is from Mexico but grew up in Fayetteville, and Nazla is from Turkey, Yen says the team was able to recognize and understand Sue Bond's version of the American dream.
Because it's so easy for me to see, but then it's not so obvious to other Americans because, you know, you live here. That's America for you. But to us, like, our perception of America is really different. Su Fan's perception of America, it's just so genuine. Like, he loves America his way. Like, he loves America, like, his home, because America has... You know, America offered him a chance to a different life. But then at the same time, like, what I like about it is that he still keep, you know, he still keep his own lifestyle. He's not like, denial of his own identity.
Home at Last, another student documentary that will be screened at the same event, explores the same concept.
My dream is to move from big city to a small city, so I be my own boss.
It talks about the story of Hmong people, an Asian ethnic group from the mountainous regions of Laos, China, Vietnam, and Thailand, who first arrived in the United States as refugees after the Vietnam War in the 1970s. Judy Luna and Steven Sevick are the two-person team that produced the documentary. Judy says she learned about the Hmong people from a friend in Minneapolis, one of the many American cities where the Hmong refugees were resettled. According to Steve, the topic for the documentary was initially the Hmong people's move to Arkansas, but it slowly evolved into something much bigger.
And what we found was that they're mostly dealing with a loss of culture, that they're being assimilated into the American society and at the same time trying to keep their own cultural identity. And it's stressful for a lot of, especially the young people. They're torn between their traditions of the past and then trying to incorporate all of that into a new way of life. And I think we hope to capture that as well. There were just so many aspects that came out of this that it wasn't a simple thing to just take one element and focus on it.
One of the main challenges Judy and Steve encountered while working on the documentary was condensing the trials and tribulations of the Hmong people into a 30-minute or shorter piece. Another, according to Judy, was educating the audience about this particular ethnic group.
Professor Foley has a saying that over and over again, take me there and make me care. And that's what we tried to do, because they do have, they're such wonderful people, and nobody knows who they are. So we wanted to take people there and make them care about these people.
According to Steve and Judy, even though both of them have extensive experience in broadcasting, they learned a lot during the process. In fact, Home at Last is one of the first student documentary films from the Lemke Department of Journalism to be made in high definition. Judy and Steve hope the audience at the screening will learn and recognize the simplicity and genuineness of the Hmong people just like they did.
For non-Hmong people to experience the film, to hopefully come away with a American Hmong attitude, because I just admired their perseverance so much.
In addition to the perseverance and all of what we've already said about the Hmong people themselves, is how loyal they are to the United States. The opportunities here in this country are a lot greater than in many other countries, and these folks know it. And I think they are very grateful to have those opportunities ultimately.
The documentary films made by the students of the Walter J. Lemke Department of Journalism will be premiered in the Walker Community Room at the Fayetteville Public Library Monday, October 3rd. The three films that'll be screened are Home at Last, Mountain Man, and Boy Scouts with Guns. Professors Larry Foley, Carmen Custo, and Dale Carpenter served as faculty advisors to these students. The audience is invited to come at 5 p.m. to meet the filmmakers. Screenings begin at 6 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. More information on the films can be found on our website, ozarksatlarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.